Let's get ready to rumble!
Welcome along to Bunce's Boxing Podcast. Another good weekend of boxing and the world is alight, Bunce, with talk of Carl Froch versus George Groves, of course, announced yesterday as we record this. You've already talked it to death on the on Five Lives Boxing Show. Perfect timing for that show. We're going to talk about Derek Chisora's latest fight. We're also going to talk about Tyson Fury. But we have to start with Froch versus Groves too. We could almost do a full podcast on this fight, couldn't we, if we're being honest?
Well, we might very well do that on about the 30th of May, a couple of days before it takes place. The first thing to be said here is that this fight was dead 100 hours ago. This fight was absolutely out of the water. There was no rematch only 3 or 4 days ago. Carl admitted he didn't think it was going to happen, contemplated walking away from the sport. George didn't think it was going to happen, and it all came together. We're not quite sure what the secret ingredient is. Oh, sorry, that's not true. We're not quite sure how much of the secret ingredient has been found, because it's been made because of money. So there's an awful lot of money riding on it, and I'm delighted it's been made. And I'll be honest with you, Lee, since they left the ring at about 11 o'clock on November the 21st, I think it was, I'd never thought there would be a rematch. Yesterday, when people I trust were telling me, Spencer, they've done the deal, I didn't believe it then.
Yeah. It's amazing how, I mean, it's still gripping the public's imagination. It's not that long ago, obviously, they fought. And straight away, as soon as the odds go out, Carl Froch opened up at like 4-9, George Groves about 7-4. George Groves is into 6-4 now, and Carl Froch is 8-15. Not much of a change, but I mean, it'd be fascinating if those prices equal up by fight night. And I wouldn't be massively surprised if, it might not be a pick'em, but it'll be a lot closer, I think, than it started out.
Well, yeah, I think it'll be a lot closer than this fight now. What's going to happen is people are going to start. There's going to be all sorts of theories and rumours. It's going to be brilliant monitoring this one.
Yes,
because within the next 2 or 3 weeks, you'll hear the first Carl Froch can't find it in the gym. Trust me. Within the next 2 or 3 weeks, you'll hear the first how good George is looking. And then in 6 weeks' time, as we're getting, you know, within a month of it, you'll hear that George is overtrained, and you'll hear that Carl, like a good long-distance runner, is coming well. And as for the week of the fight, well, you see, we'll have a different story every 6 hours. And it will become a big story, this. This will become a real story, the type of thing that actually crosses over from the back pages, not that we ever get on the back pages in boxing, and becomes a big story. I was inside the BBC's building in Salford on Thursday evening, and I can tell you that there was a genuine buzz in there about a fight, and most of the people talking about it have probably never saw the first fight. So that's what we call crossovers. That's simple.
Yeah, and it's a long way out to be predicting things, Bunce. But in a nutshell, if George Groves can do what he did for 6 rounds for a full 12, he's got the beating of Carl Froch, hasn't he? But conversely, obviously, Froch will be better prepared this time. He'll know what he's coming into, and he might not let George Groves do what he did to him for those 6 rounds. Is that fair?
That's an absolute fair assessment. If George carries on doing what he did in that fight and doesn't tire, because he was tiring before he got stopped, then he wins. However, the big question is, will Carl Froch get it so wrong again? And I don't think he will. In the first fight, I reread my preview that I did in The Independent, and I said that anything could happen. Expect the unexpected tonight. When I previewed the next one, if I was doing it today, I would say I expect Carl to win.
Yeah.
He probably will upset George, but I do. Unless things change drastically, I might stick with that.
Yeah, fair enough. The odds are on William Hill's website, of course, and we'll be talking about this maybe a couple of times before the fight actually happens.
I would imagine so.
We've got a cracking night on Box Nation on Saturday, Bunce, live from the Copper Box, which I think it's fast becoming one of your favourite boxing venues, the Copper Box. I mean, I hold some great memories from the Olympics for you, obviously, but it looks like a great arena. I'm yet to go there, so I'm looking forward to a visit sometime soon.
It is a great arena, and it's not quite caught on yet. It's a bit isolated, because literally the nearest car park is, you know, 3/4 of a mile away, which in the wind and the cold seems longer But it's not quite good on you. But when it does, and it will become the home of boxing in the UK. I'm convinced of it.
Yeah, yeah, good. Three fights we're going to look at. Tyson Fury in a minute. Derek Chisora in a few minutes. But first, Frank Buglione is taking on Gaetano Nespro for the WBO European Super Middleweight title. So talking about super middleweights, this will be a good dust-up. 11-0, Frank. Gaetano Nespro is 21-9. He's been stopped three times in those nine defeats. Quite recently as well, and you know you'd be looking at this one as a, I don't know if it'd be a comfortable victory, but it should be a victory nonetheless for Frank Buglione here, Buncey.
Yeah, it should be. I mean, the guy's got form against the various guys. He generally loses when he steps up, but that's the measurement tool.
Yeah.
About 18 months ago, when a guy called Patrick Nielsen, one of Sauerland's fighters in Copenhagen, and lost over six rounds. That's really what you're gauging here. And the idea is here with Frank is that is to try and get some rounds. He needs the rounds, and yeah, he'll get the rounds. You know, if he stops this guy, it'd be a good stoppage. If he stops him inside six, it'd be particularly good. My gut feeling is he wears him down sometime between about 6 and 10, but still gets the rounds. He's training for 12-round fights. He's preparing. He's no longer a novelty act, Frank, with a group of fans that have a bit of fun. You know, he's matured now. He's become a man. In many ways, you know, he's 24 years of age, I think, if I'm not mistaken. He's comfortably growing into that super middleweight division, and I think we're at the stage now where we're two or three fights away. This is one of them, maybe another one, maybe three, including this one, from him being let go a little bit. Because in all fairness, there's no point in overprotecting him. There's no point. You can get him another 10 wins against guys like Gaetano Nespro, no problem. But he's not going to learn anything fighting another nine Nespros. That's not going to happen. Yeah. And I think, and people will probably doubt this, I see him being in a harder fight sooner rather than later. It wouldn't surprise me if by November, which will be be his third fight for me, or his fourth, more likely his third, he's in a test. Wouldn't surprise me. To go there, he doesn't need another year of four fights that where he wins every single round. He's not going to learn. And you've got to catch a kid just when they start to lose a bit of interest, to give them some more interest. They can't tread water for too long. So then when they step up, they've forgotten what it's like to fight. And that is, you know, that's a history sometimes, a prospect, a bad history.
It's 1-16 for him to win. So, it's, you know, no great odds there. But on the night, I haven't got any method of result bets at the moment, but on the night you will have, so check out those that advice from Buncey there. Great to see Tyson Fury on Box Nation. Making a lot of it, a lot of shows around him, and a lot of looking at him, because he's obviously he is probably the most entertaining British boxer around at the moment, in terms in and out of the ring. In a way, he's had a late change to his opponent here. Joey Abel comes in, who's an American fighter, 29 wins, 28 by stoppage, by the way, 7 losses and 5 stoppages for himself, beautiful, as well. Tyson Fury, I saw him saying, it's a late change of opponent. This guy's going to cause me all sorts of problems. I won't be pulling out like David Haidt, even still managing to get little digs in about that.
He's fighting with a cut. So he's fighting with a quite nasty cut, intentionally. I mean, he probably shouldn't. The truth be told, he probably shouldn't be fighting.
No.
Because if the cut gets worse, you know, it ends up requiring internal and external stitches.
Yep.
But he's got to go through with it, because he's got to be true of his word. The last thing he can do is pull out of a cut. So Joey Cain and Abel, I tell you what, I spoke to Joey the other day. And I asked him, well, Joey, why is it that all of your fights end so quick? And he said, well, I don't know. And that's what he said, I don't know. But he hits people and they hit him.
Yeah.
And he even never been the distance, has he?
I don't think he's ever.
I don't think he's ever been the distance. He's been in the distance once.
But
been the distance once and a disqualification in 2007.
That's right, yeah. He did go distance in 2007.
In 2008, Now, listen, look at Tyson's history. He gets hit, he goes down, or he wobbles, and he gets up to win again. What's the odds on there being at least 3 knockdowns in this fight, and one of them being Tyson, and it all being over in the first?
I haven't got that bet, but we could request that. I'll request that and put it and send you it on Twitter. So you want at least 3 knockdowns in the fight?
At least 3 knockdowns, right? Two minimum.
Yeah.
Two minimum. Both go down. Tyson wins, and it doesn't last a round.
I could probably give you 100 to 1 now, I guess, on that.
See, the thing is, you have to remember, Lee, is that Tyson right now, we're forgetting, he's all jokey and mild at the moment, but he's the guy that basically lost the lottery. He had the lottery ticket to fight Hayes to make his million, and he lost it. It got flushed down a drain, and it was nothing to do with him. He's angry. Mm. So couple the fact that he's reckless anyway with he's angry, put him in the ring with a guy who either gets knocked out or knocks people out. Hey, presto.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Yeah.
It's going to be entertaining.
If this guy bangs,
he goes 3 rounds, I'm a Dutchman.
If this guy bangs, Muncie, is there any danger on that cut? I mean, the worst that could happen, I guess, if it finishes early is I'm presuming it could be ruled a no contest if you're thinking it's going to, if the cut opens up that early.
No, listen, the guy does bang, but he's not big enough
to
bang Tyson out.
Right.
Can he catch Tyson and wobble him and drop him? Probably.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
Then Tyson will get up and do what he's done with people in the past. Yeah.
Yeah. If we're looking at either fighter in round 1 to 3, is around the 6 to 4 mark. Tyson Fury in round 1 to 3. It's about the same sort of price, actually, which is strange. That means that they're giving absolutely no chance, really. Joey Abel in rounds 1 to 3 is about 30 to 1. So, yeah.
That's when it's going to end.
About 6 to 4-ish for Tyson Fury in rounds 1 to 3. Just for the straight stoppage for Tyson Fury, you're looking at a very short price. 1 to 8 for him to stop it. So if you just want that, then you're going to have to stick it in with a fairly big acker, I guess.
Yeah.
Derek Chisora's on this bill, Buncey, and he's got a WBO and WBA international heavyweight titles here on the line against Kevin Johnson. Tyson Fury will be looking on enviously, won't he, with this? Because he's got his eyes set on Chisora. That fight will happen again, won't it, in the not-too-distant future?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the idea is they fight together here, and then I think they fight again in April, then they fight again in June-ish.
It wouldn't be surprised to me if WWE or WWF, as it used to be, when after a fight, after someone's won, the guy who wants the fight comes out and gets in the ring and they have a bit of... I wouldn't surprise me if Fury gets in the ring after Derek Chisora's...
Well, why not? I'll be doing the stuff at ringside with Box Nation and we'll be keen to speak to both fighters and keep them on and watch the other fighter, of course. You know, it's all part of packaging and selling it.
Yeah.
And let's hope they both come through tonight. Let's hope they both come through the next fight in April. And let's hope they have what would be a big fight in the summer, because if we've got Froch and Groves, 31st of May, which is the summer really, it's right at the end.
Yeah.
Basically 1st of June.
Mm-hmm.
We have that 31st of May, and then we have this sometime in June. That's a nice little bump. That's good because we're up against a lot this year.
Winter
Olympics, Commonwealth Games, World Cup. We're up against a lot of things here, and we've got a risk of being buried.
Mm, yeah. Kevin Kingpin Johnson, then he's 34 now, 129, stopped 14 of those opponents he's beaten. Mm-hmm. He's lost 4 times, and 3 of those 4 have come in the last 6 fights. Buncey, he lost to Christian Hammer last time out on a unanimous 10 round decision, and he pretty much well beaten by about 6 rounds on most cards. Lost to Tyson Fury, of course, back in 2012. That was a unanimous decision as well, and a wide one. He beat Albert Sosnowski, didn't he, in 2012 in the Prize Fighter tournament, in that heavyweight Prize Fighter tournament.
And a bit before that, he knocked out Alex Lipi, who had a couple of time fights, Vladimir Klitschko, for 4 of the heavyweight belts. I tell you what I expect here. The Johnson that fought Tyson Fury looked a bit younger and a bit fresher, and he gave Tyson a runaround for 12 rounds. Mm. Let's not mess around. It was a great learning fight for Tyson, but he gave him a runaround. I think Derek would have watched that, studied that. Certainly Don Charles, Derek's trainer. And I don't think, looking at Kevin Johnson, he's got quite the ambition he had that night in Belfast. He didn't have a lot of ambition that night. My gut feeling is that Dale, the new Dale, and he's fired up Dale. Let's get it right. He's making up for lost ground.
Yeah.
You know, he had a serious telling off from his mother last year. He's lost some weight. He stopped eating junk. And he looks different. He's fucked. But he's up for this. And he's got a guy he can relate to. It's not an import from somewhere who once fought somebody. This is an import who went 12 rounds with Fury, who went 12 rounds with Vitaly Klitschko. And I think Derek will make a statement. And I've got to be honest with you, I think Derek might very well do the performance of the night.
Yeah.
I think he's going to stop Johnson. I really do.
Right,
I think he's going to say that'll be a first. I think he looks like he's right to be stopped. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's like when you look at a big pear. You've got to eat it right then. You know, you eat to the next day, it's rubbish. You've got to take it. You've got to get hold of that pear right now and devour it. And he looks to me like a big, ripe, fat pear that needs eating. And you know, next week he could change. He could start getting into the, he could start fancying a fight. Last week he might have fancied it. Right now, he looks like a pair ready for the taking. I fancy Derek's going to do a job on him. And I think Derek is going to wear him down and get to him sometime around 7 or 8 rounds. I really do.
Well, I mean, to be honest, Bunty, you might not even need to narrow it down to the round. 11-4 for Derek Chisora to stop him. That's not a bad. I mean, you don't get prices like that very often when you're that confident.
No, I looked at him in his training session and it just looked to me like, you know, this he's not going to last, this guy. Mm. You know, I just fancied that I was going to get to him.
Well, I mean, Chisora in rounds 7-9. Is 8-1. In rounds 10-12 is 12-1. So you know, if you, there you're looking at, you know, you can pretty much let's say if you like having a tenner on fight night, you can have a fiver on the rounds 10-12 and a fiver on the 7-9, and minimum you get back for your tenner stake is £45. So you're still making it, you know. So yeah, it's not a bad little spread that. Then you're getting all those rounds 7-12 for the Derek Chisora stoppage.
Lee, that's nice. I like that, son.
Yeah, it's decent. Obviously, the 11-4 is there for you as well, just for the stoppage. You might want to pair that up with a couple of the other bets that we had earlier on. Should be a cracking night, and we look forward to the aftermath with Fury and Chisora having a chat with you ringside. That'll be some
chat.
Absolutely.
We've got 4 or 5 months now of Tyson Fury and Derek Del Boy Chisora building up for a fight. And what's more, it's not that they like each other, but it's not that they dislike each other. They don't really like each other, but we're not going to get anything silly. We've got to get two guys who are sort of in the top 10 in the world, top 8 in the world, who want to fight each other.
Yeah.
Well, when was the last time that two Brits who were in the top 8 or 10 in the world fought each other? You have to go a long way back, you know.
Mm, yeah.
We're talking here about Lewis and Bruno the last time two world-ranked heavyweights, British heavyweights, fought each other, and this will be the case here.
Mm.
You've got an argument for saying that Derek and Tyson are in the world's top 5. That's never happened.
Yeah.
We've got it coming in a summer of gloves.
Yeah, it should be good. Throw a couple of middleweights in there fighting each other, and we could have a fantastic summer, couldn't we?
That'd
be great. Bunty, we're done. Nice and quick today. You've got a busy day ahead of you, and tomorrow as well. We'll be watching the big fights on Saturday night, and obviously keep up to date with all the news from Bunty on his Twitter account as well. At Big Daddy Bunce is how you find him on Twitter. Bunty, thanks for your time today.
Lee, thanks very much. Speak to you soon, son.
Cheers, Bunty. Thanks a lot, mate.
See you, Lee. See you, boy.
Hope you get through that weather.
I will, mate. See you later.
Bye-bye.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.